bears and people getting a little bit too close for comfort. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Black bears are doing well across northern Michigan, and people are complaining more about bears getting into bird feeders and beehives and damaging orchards. It's still rare to encounter a bear in the woods. But last year, a hunter was attacked near Petoskey, and state wildlife officials say bears become aggressive when people forget they are wild animals. Bob Allen has more.
Sometimes bears, just out of hibernation, wander into town or into someone's backyard to rummage for food. Last spring, hundreds of people in Traverse City flocked to a tree with a bear in it near the airport. State wildlife officials captured the young male and moved it to a distant swamp. But an incident from last fall near the Bear River in Emmett County continues to raise concerns. On an October evening, three yearling bears and their mother attacked a bow hunter up a tree in his stand. DNR Wildlife Chief Russ Mason says the problem likely had been brewing over the summer.
There were reports of a sow with three cubs that has shown up in people's yards and on their porches, and people feeding the bears because they liked looking at them. They thought they were amusing, and people do things like that. They ought not to.
In this case, the deer hunter says he kicked and hit a couple of the cubs when they climbed up his stand. DNR wildlife biologist Brian Mastenbrook looked into the incident. He says it's not unusual for cubs to be curious and to check out a tree stand.
And if the sow perceived a threat to the cubs, then the sow would address that threat by trying to climb the tree and or climb the stand to get the guy. That's a little on the aggressive side for a sow, but it's not out of the range of normal behavior.
But Mastenbrook can't say for sure why those cubs would come up the tree stand in the first place, instead of running away when the hunter yelled and threw his bow at them. Art Clute thinks it was because those were the same bears that were being fed, and they no longer had a normal fear of humans. It was his 21-year-old grandson who was attacked and bitten, and he has pictures of the wounds posted on the wall of his archery shop just outside Boyne City. They show a huge flap of flesh torn from his grandson's calf and puncture wounds on his shoulder. And Clute says those same bears are still out there.
There's bears in them woods right now where you got mushrooners and everybody else out there right now. It could attack and kill them instantly. Because you see the holes that they put in that kid's legs and shoulder to know that they've tasted human blood.
After the incident last fall, state wildlife biologists attempted to trap the mother bear with the intention of killing her. But they say it was late in the season, too close to hibernation, and they didn't catch her. Art Clute says they should have called in local hunters with their dogs and shot all four of the bears right away. The DNR is trying to reduce conflicts with people by allowing more bears to be taken during hunting season. The agency also is putting out the word for people to clean up bird feeders, barbecue grills, and any potential food source that could attract bears. But already this spring, DNR says there have been reports of a group of bears in the area of last fall's attack. And biologists hope last year's cubs will be grown up enough now that the sow will kick them out of her territory and they'll scatter to other areas and won't cause any more problems. But Wildlife Chief Russ Mason notes young animals do learn from their parents.
So those little bears could have learned something from mom in terms of people providing food. Gosh, I hope not. I mean, it's a tragic situation for wildlife. It's a tragic situation for people who care about bears, and it could all be avoided if people would just leave them alone.
Agency officials acknowledge that while they discourage people from feeding bears, it's not against the law. For the Environment Report, I'm Bob Allen.
You can learn more about black bears in the state at environmentreport.org. I'm Rebecca Williams.